EY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Chance for scattered storms this afternoon, otherwise overcast. Daytime highs approaching 75, winds out of the east 10 to 20 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tonight, lows around 59, overcast. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely, high temperatures reach up to 86. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 66.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack assuring farm leaders that progress is being made on naming the next U.S. Undersecretary for Trade. Sources say that Vilsack said in meetings this week at the USDA headquarters that the person now going through the nomination process for the post isn't having problems that previous candidates had. Two earlier contenders were unwilling to divest what they needed to do in order to meet the strict ethics guidelines. Major environmental group with ties to the Biden administration is calling for changes in federal farm programs to promote the use of regenerative agriculture practices like cover crops. In a 61-page report released today, the Natural Resources Defense Council outlining a long list of proposals, including changes to the federal crop insurance program. The council says, for example, that farmers should get a higher premium subsidy or lower premium rate for practices that improve soil health. The quickest way to do that would be to expand and extend the $5 an acre cover crop subsidy that the Biden administration initiated last year and continued in 2022. The report also says that farmers should no longer be allowed to exclude some bad years from their yield history, a move that would reduce those growers' coverage. The report also calls for increased funding for conservation programs. Leading election analysts are downgrading the reelection chances of a couple of House Democrats, including Georgia's Stanford Bishop, who chairs the House Ag Appropriations Subcommittee, also sits on the House Ag Committee, and then Virginia's Abigail Spanberger, who chairs the House Ag Subcommittee, overseeing conservation programs. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A Hutchinson man is charged with multiple counts of rape and other child sex crimes. According to the Hutchinson Post, 35-year-old Wayne Willard is charged with 10 counts of rape of a child under the age of 14. He's also charged with rape by force and an alternate count of aggravated indecent liberties with a child. Willard was arrested on April 12th following an investigation conducted by the Reno County Sheriff's Office. Willard's bond is set at $1 million. His next court appearance is June 1st. Anyone traveling from Wichita to Andover on Kellogg east of Kansas Highway 96 could soon see more construction. A planned project includes restructuring roughly 2.5 miles of East Kellogg from K96 to just east of 159th Street. Work will consist of adding travel lanes and frontage roads, interchange improvements at K96, and grade-separated intersections at 143rd and 159th Streets. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
A deadly crash caused traffic tie-ups on I-35 north of Wichita. It happened near 53rd Street North around 6 this morning. KSN News has confirmed one person has died and at least one person was injured. Lieutenant Quentin Schubman with the Kansas Highway Patrol said, quote, "We're still looking into it. We believe there was a vehicle traveling the wrong way on the intersection going northbound in the southbound lanes of traffic, and that vehicle collided with a vehicle in the southbound lanes of traffic," unquote. The Highway Patrol is looking into whether fog also played a factor in the crash. Atchison County law enforcement authorities are investigating a Kansas woman on new charges after an arrest. Sydney M. Darren Camp, 22, of Atchison, was charged on Tuesday by district court warrants for fleeing and attempting to elude, reckless driving, and other traffic violations in connection to incidents on April 16th and 17th. That's according to Atchison Police Chief Mike Wilson. She had previous convictions for theft and drugs. That's according to the Kansas Department of Corrections. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts touted the tax cuts lawmakers approved this year as they wrapped up their session Wednesday. Ricketts said the $900 million package of income and property tax cuts that the legislature approved this year delivered the most significant tax relief bill that they've ever had in the state of Nebraska. He signed the bill last week, and lawmakers took care of their business quickly on Wednesday because Ricketts didn't veto any of the bills they sent him this week. Ricketts also praised bills the legislature passed that will lay the groundwork for a canal project to divert water out of Colorado and allocate more than $1 billion of federal pandemic relief money. A red flag warning is in effect Friday for the Nebraska Panhandle. The National Weather Service office in Cheyenne, Wyoming, strongly discourages outdoor burning. Winds Friday will be sustained out of the south to southwest at 25 to 35 miles per hour with gusts of 40 to 50 possible. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Good morning. This is Kerry with the El Dorado Livestock Auction. This week, we're expecting a good run of cattle. We're having a special cow sale in conjunction with our regular weekly sale. We'll start selling these cows right at 11 o'clock. We're going to have probably around 600 head of bred cows and pairs this week. A couple of our featured consignments will be a group of 50 black and black-white faced 3 to 5 year old fall bred cows. We'll have a group of 40 black and red 3 year old pairs that are selling only because of the drought conditions. We'll have an assortment of about 150 or so first calf heifer pairs this week also from 4 or 5 different consigners. If you want to see a full list of all our consignments, you can, for this week, you can check that out on our website, which is www.eldoradolivestock.com. And if you have any consignments you'd like to give us or any questions about any of our consignments this week, feel free to give us a phone call at 316-320-3212.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville USD 364 School Board met last Wednesday and approved the interlocal agreement with the City of Marysville for use of the tennis courts, with a district providing a $5,000 annual utilization fee, and the Chad and Joy Kramer family will provide $5,000 annually toward maintenance and upkeep. Kramers had further contributed $350,000, and the city pledged $100,000 toward reconstruction of the 6 courts in the city park. Technology updates were approved. It was reported the greenhouse project is complete, funded through the FFA alumni, and the old greenhouse will be sold. Work on the track and turf is complete, and the track facilities are being used. Fall and winter coaches were approved, and following several executive sessions, a separation agreement was approved with Michael Couch, and Darren Schrader was approved as interim superintendent for May and June at a cost of $10,000. Schrader had previously been offered the contract for next school year to serve as superintendent. As the war in Ukraine gains worldwide attention, Kansans have connections. That according to U.S. Congressman Tracy Mann, speaking Monday at town hall stops in Washington and Marysville.
First off, there's this connection between Kansas and Ukraine you might not think about. Turkey red winter wheat, our wheat came from Crimea. It came from Ukraine. Our soil type, a lot of the state soil, Kansas soil types and Ukraine's pretty similar. They're sort of the breadbasket of that part of the world. They are a country of 40 million people, but they feed 400 million. And so a big concern I have is that as as Putin destabilizes Ukraine, they are like us from the standpoint they're trying to get their, going to start planting here. And it's a big, big deal on how many of their acres get planted, how many seeds they get in the ground. The 400 million people that Ukraine feeds, if you look at a map sometime, look to the south and to the west of Ukraine, and that's where the majority of that food goes. So countries like Syria, Jordan, Turkey, Lebanon, Egypt, I think I read one time, 85% of the calories consumed in Egypt come from Ukraine. So if they see a big drop in food production, you're going to destabilize a lot of the countries in the Middle East, which is very, very, very bad. So we'll see. The most recent projections I've seen, this is as of 10 days ago, they're predicting that their ag production will drop 50%, so they think 50% of their land will get planted this spring. A lot better than 20, but not nearly as good as 100. So it's something we're watching very, very closely.
Georgina M. Holthouse, age 76, of Baileyville, passed away Monday. Massive Christian burial Friday, 10 a.m. at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Baileyville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary at Thursday at 2 and again at 7 p.m. at the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Georgina Holthouse. Marvin D. Bergstrom, age 87, of Cortland, passed away Friday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Covenant Church in Cortland. Burial in the Cortland Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the Tibbetts Fisher Funeral Home in Belleville, in charge of arrangements for Marvin Bergstrom. Marjorie A. Mapes Nevitt, age 92, passed away Wednesday. Graveside service Saturday at 1 at the Riverside Cemetery in Waterville. Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Marjorie Nevitt. Kenneth L. Wanamaker, age 74, of Blue Rapids, passed away Wednesday. Memorial service Monday at 2 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville. Interment will follow at the Fairmont Cemetery in Blue Rapids. Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Kenny Wanamaker. Joyce E. Wilson, age 90, of Wymore, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday at 2 at the Wymore Church of Christ. Burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday from 6:30 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Home at Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Joyce Wilson.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here are your three bacon-on-bacon quarter-pound double cheeseburgers. Enjoy your Sonic.
Dang, son. This bacon is just hanging out of this burger, dog.
That nice, tangy smoked sauce.
The bacon on this burger is just asking me to eat it.
You should oblige.
Bring home the bacon with a Sonic bacon-on-bacon quarter-pound double cheeseburger, stacked with four slices of crispy bacon and covered in tangy smoked sauce. Try one half price in the app for a limited time only at Sonic. Exclusions apply. See app for details. Mobile ordering available at select locations.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Skies staying nice and sunny early on today before another chance for some rain and thunderstorms later this afternoon and overnight. And temperatures will be much warmer throughout the region. Today, we can expect to see highs in the mid-60s and lower 70s throughout Iowa, the lower 70s throughout Nebraska, the mid-70s and mid-80s throughout Kansas, and the lower 70s throughout Missouri. Staying extremely mild overnight tonight with a slight chance for some rain and thunderstorms.
with our lows in the lower 50s throughout Iowa, the upper 40s and upper 50s throughout Nebraska, the upper 40s and mid-60s throughout Kansas, and the mid-50s and mid-60s throughout Missouri. Rain showers will continue early on Friday, and temperatures will continue to rise. But skies will clear up throughout the afternoon. More showers on Saturday, and winds will stay breezy out of the south between 20 and 30, and gusting as high as 45. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late April, 68. Record high on this date, 94. The average low, 44, and the record low, 21. Sunset this evening, 8:10. Sunrise in the morning at 6:42.
You might call them the dynamic duo of household cleaning chores or the yin and yang of spick and span. More on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, April 21st, the 111th day of the year. Great Britain's Queen Elizabeth has a birthday today. Is spring cleaning on the agenda this weekend? You can save money on expensive cleaning products with just two ingredients, baking soda and vinegar. Clean winter salt stains with a solution of equal parts water and white vinegar. Baking soda can be used almost anywhere in place of abrasive scouring powder, and it's safe for fiberglass tubs and showers. And a combination of baking soda and vinegar makes a great toilet bowl cleaner. Just sprinkle some baking soda into the bowl, drizzle with vinegar, and watch it work magic with your scrub brush. It's a powerful combination that's also been known to help clear slow drains. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more spring cleaning advice at almanac.com.
SunMart is proud to support the Beatrice Orangemen spring sports teams. The fans know the guys and girls possess the teamwork, spirit, talent, determination, and stamina that will take them to the top this week. Good luck, athletes, from your friends and fans at SunMart in Beatrice. Shop fresh, shop smart, shop SunMart. Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram knows that the Beatrice Orangemen spring sports teams are on top of their game this season, and applauds the athletes' fine determination, skill, and awesome drive. Good luck, boys and girls, in this week's events from your fans at Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Beatrice. All of us at Premier Chevrolet Buick GMC knows the Beatrice Orangemen and Lady O's spring sports teams have the talent and drive to dominate the competition in their events this week. Good luck, guys and girls. Do your best and beat the rest. From your loyal fans here at Premier Chevrolet, Buick GMC in Beatrice.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. The Kansas City Royals pitching staff, spearheaded by left-hander Daniel Lynch, tossed its second shutout of the season and their first against American League Central Division rival Minnesota since August 20th, 2016. Along the way, the Royals won their third in a row and clinched their first series victory of the season, with a 2-0 win over the Twins on a wet Wednesday night at Kauffman Stadium. The Royals, who are now 5-5, will look for the series sweep as they finish their homestand this afternoon. And in keeping with the baseball theme, Alex Izola drilled a bases-loaded single to left field to deliver the Wichita Wind Surge to a 9-8 come-from-behind victory over the Midland Rockhounds in 10 innings. The win is the Wind Surge sixth in a row, matching the longest win streak of last season. The Wind Surge will now gear up for Game 3 of a 5-game homestand against the Midland Rockhounds today. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
If you're the owner of a flat roof, whether the property is commercial, business, or residential, you know a flat roofing system is different than any other system. That's why when it comes to a flat roof that's built to stay, the only name to know is Ray. W-R-A-Y, Ray Roofing Incorporated, aims to provide the best designed and most effective roofing system for each customer while maintaining a highly economical balance. Taking pride with meticulous work on each project is Ray Roofing, online at WRAYroofing.com.
Ag producers depend on Abilene Machine for high-quality ag replacement parts. In addition to tractor and combine parts, they carry planter, drill, and tillage parts. Need coulter blade, soil saver mold boards, chisel plow points, or field cultivator sweeps? What about seed boots? Opener disc or tubes for your planter or drill? Abilene Machine has them for John Deere, Great Plains, Ty, Case IH, Kinsey, and New Holland. To view and order parts online, visit AbileneMachine.com.
The Kansas State men's basketball team picked up its second transfer from an SEC program in as many days. On Tuesday, Cam Carter, who spent his freshman season at Mississippi State, announced on social media he was transferring to K-State. Carter entered the transfer portal on April 12th. He's a 6'3" guard from Donaldsonville, Louisiana. A four-star recruit from Oak Hill Academy, Carter considered offers from Virginia Tech and others before signing with the Bulldogs. On Monday, Jarrell Colbert announced he was transferring from LSU to Kansas State. Kansas football receiver Lawrence Arnold announced on Tuesday on Twitter he was reopening his recruitment. Arnold, a 6'3" redshirt sophomore from DeSoto, Texas, who tied for second on the team last season with 27 receptions, also posted 316 yards and three touchdowns. The news leaves KU even thinner at receiver, a position which already was a question mark heading into 2022. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience, Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health, Sunflower Community Credit Union.
Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, providing high-quality coverage and service, all at a competitive premium cost. Since 1888, Bremen Farmers Mutual has offered homeowner, farm owner, business owner, fire, and inland marine coverage. Dependable and affordable, see your local agent representing Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance. Learn more about the various insurance products offered by going online at bfmic.com.
Legacy Carpet Cleaning will give your floors a fresh as new look. Let their team of dedicated professionals tackle your carpet or tile cleaning. Your home feels fresh, looks great, and makes a more healthy environment for you and your family. Call Skyler Price today for an appointment and let Legacy Carpet Cleaning in Marysville go to work for you.
Include low-maintenance spring-planted calla lilies, caladiums, and elephant ears in shade gardens and containers. They'll keep your gardens looking their best even in fall when many annuals are starting to decline. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The unique calla lily flowers add elegance to the early season garden while the speckled foliage continues brightening those shady spots all season long. Add some color and plenty of wow factor with the foliage of caladiums and elephant ears. Use caladiums to brighten containers, dress up window boxes, or edge a shady pathway. The colorful leaves stand out amongst the greens of the shade garden. Create a tropical paradise on the patio, deck, or pool area with the help of the large heart-shaped leaves of elephant ears. Plant one, two, or more to create an impressive welcome for guests or a bold statement in the landscape. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
It's one of the smallest seeds you'll find. In fact, it's just about the size of a tomato seed. However, what grows from this seed is much different than any tomato. In fact, most of us are so amazed by what that seed can become, we will drive hundreds of miles just to see it. The story is this edition of the American Countryside.
Hi,
I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
This is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
They are giants of the ecosystem. The giant redwoods, and Debbie Savage helps preserve the national and state parks where they grow.
The redwood ecosystem goes all the way south to San Francisco, up to the California-Oregon border. And at one time, it covered over 2 million acres of old-growth redwood forest. Now, only about 1% of that forest remains.
There are about 125,000 acres preserved in the parks in Northern California. These coastal areas are the only place in the world you can find the redwoods.
Each individual tree grows at a different rate. The redwood trees can be 2,000 years old. The majority of them, when you're walking around today, maybe are 200 or 300 years old, but they can live to be quite a lot older than that.
These trees are old, and their name says as much.
The genus and species name of redwood trees is Sequoia sempervirens, which means everlasting, because redwood trees never really die. Even when they fall over, they become a source of life for hundreds of other species that live on what we call nurse logs. But they will reproduce by sending shoots up from the base of the tree even after they've fallen over.
It is rare that a new redwood actually begins from a seed, though.
The seeds are about the size of a tomato seed. They're very tiny, and they don't have much of a chance of living in the bottom of an old-growth forest because there's not enough sunlight and open space there for them. So generally, redwood trees reproduce by sending up shoots from around the roots.
We'll have the rest of the story next time as we travel the countryside in Crescent City, California. I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be an auction for the Sherry Gregory Estate Saturday, April 23rd. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 207 Broadway in Marysville. Tools, appliances, furniture, and household items will include a 22-inch snowblower, self-propelled mower, 6-foot and 8-foot stepladders. New appliances include a wall oven, 30-inch electric touch-top range, over-the-counter microwave, kitchen range hood, gas component cooktop, 28-foot refrigerator, plus other furniture and miscellaneous items. The real estate's a garage shop building with multiple doors and a loading dock for personal storage or use, located at the west end of Broadway. This auction for the Sherry Gregory Estate Saturday begins at 10 a.m. The real estate sells at noon at the site 207 Broadway in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
When a landowner creates a food plot, it's usually to feed wildlife through the winter. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. With a Green Browse food plot, you can feed wildlife all year long as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
People provide wildlife food and cover during the winter, but with a Green Browse food plot, you can feed wildlife during the growing season. Todd Bogenschutz is an upland game biologist with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. He says Green Browse food plots are usually planted with a high protein mix of grass and perennial legumes.
We're talking about things like alfalfa, the clovers, winter wheat, forage oats, turnip, rape has become pretty popular, chicory, those types of things, spring wheat. It's very attractive to them when you put it next to the appropriate habitat.
What and where you plant depends on the wildlife you're trying to attract. You can customize it for a particular species or lay out a smorgasbord. For example, if you're trying to keep geese in a wetland area, alfalfa and spring wheat are good choices, and deer and turkey will enjoy it too. An increase in wildlife traffic attracts predators, so it's advisable to have a buffer strip of shrubs and perennials for escape cover. Bogenschut says the size of the plot needs to correspond with who comes to dinner.
A lot of times we'll work with landowners, and it's like, well, how much wildlife do you expect? If you don't have heavy use, then you can get by smaller. And if you've got an area with a lot of deer, a lot of waterfowl, then you probably need to think a little bigger. So we usually try to base it on what the landowner thinks his use of the area will be. But as a general rule, we say they probably shouldn't be smaller than maybe half an acre.
Maintenance is usually minimal. Some of the plants may need to be reseeded from year to year, and renovation may be necessary every 3 to 4 years if weeds or grasses take over. Learn more about food plots for wildlife at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Suffering and shame, and I love. I am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
The bakers of Earth Grains Breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains Breads, baking our best for you.
Here you go. Two Sonic fish sandwiches.
You have the slight crunch of the breaded fish, but then you also have the toasted brioche bun is like buttery soft. So it just kind of like hugs it. Mm-hmm. It hugs it in my mouth.
If I had to pick a fish that I would want to hang out with, it would definitely be Alaskan fish. They're cooler.
They are cooler.
Better fish makes a fish sandwich better. The Sonic fish sandwich is made with 100% wild-caught Alaska pollock, tangy tartar sauce, and crinkle-cut pickles on a brioche bun. See menu for details for a limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
An often ignored environmental consequence of food loss and waste. Today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811. Call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com.
April is National Safe Digging Month, and One Oak wants to remind you once again about the need to call or click 811 before you dig. You'll prevent injuries, property damage, and potential utility outages. Again, this reminder is from One Oak. The 30 to 40% of food that goes to waste globally is also an emissions problem. Patrick Webb is a professor of food policy at Tufts University.
A lot of greenhouse gas emissions are coming further down the supply chain, the value chain, through throwing things away that were perfectly good, through processing that is inefficient, transportation that is ineffective. And as a result of that, roughly maybe 10% of all the greenhouse gas emissions relate to food loss and waste.
Webb spoke during an online event on global food waste and loss put on last week by the Farm Journal Foundation.
Planetary health, human health, really not good. Food loss and waste is an important contributor to that. And it's really outrageous from a natural resource perspective, from a health resource perspective, and from an economic resource perspective.
Webb issues a call to action.
There is a lot to be done that can be done, and everyone has a role to play. This is a space crying out for new ideas, innovation, energy, and encouraging governments and businesses to make the right investment and to do the right thing.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
USD 223 is looking to fill two custodian positions and a cook position for the Hanover Public School. Candidates must be 18 years old and hold a valid driver's license. The position starts immediately. Applications can be found on the USD 223 website. Interviews and background checks will be scheduled promptly. Competitive wages and benefit packages are available. Two custodians and a cook position for the Hanover Public Schools open immediately. For information, contact Tim Mueller at 785-747-6956 or email tmueller at usd223.org.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the U.S. Department of Agriculture is leading a new effort to help change the way federal agencies partner with rural America to create more economic opportunity. It's Justin Maxson is the USDA's Deputy Undersecretary for Rural Development and says the USDA-led Rural Partners Network is a new program designed to help rural communities get access to the resources they need to create jobs, build infrastructure, and support long-term economic stability.
We need to make sure that rural communities, especially those that have been overlooked, can access the resources that make sense for them based on their priorities. That's what the network is all about. In a new whole of government effort that's led by USDA to transform the way federal agencies are partners in rural communities to create economic opportunity.
He goes on to say the rural network will be implemented in two different ways.
First, through a team of federal staff who will be placed in selected communities. The staff will be about mapping out federal resources and connecting the dots to other partners in the region, that state partners, other federal partners, and philanthropic partners who can help fill the gaps in the resources that the federal government can also provide. This on-the-ground staff will help communities navigate attempting to find the right federal programs based on their interests and their needs. They'll help support strong and competitive applications, and they'll help build the capacity of the local partners in their community economic development effort. Each state will get approximately 3 to 5 staff, and those staff will work hand-in-hand with a set of selected communities in each of the targeted states.
Finally, he says that the rural network will also have support from the U.S. Department of Agriculture staff in Washington, D.C. He says that the rural network will get launched in 5 separate states, including Kentucky, Georgia, Mississippi, New Mexico, and Arizona originally, and will launch in more states by the end of the year. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are 3 times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Researchers at K-State say hemp could be used as a stress reducer for cattle. K-State University beef production medicine veterinarian Dr. Mike Kleinhens talks about some of the latest research on feeding hemp to cattle.
We fed industrial hemp to a group of Holstein steers. I want to stress this was high cannabinoid industrial hemp. So we had a high amount of cannabinoids, specifically cannabidiolic acid, which is the precursor to CBD. So you see in gummies and things like that, outside pharmacies all over the place, there's a similar compound to that we fed to these cattle.
He says they put accelerometers on the cattle to monitor the amount of activity each animal had during the day to see if there was any impact on stress.
When we looked at their activity throughout the day, our industrial hemp calves spent a lot more time lying. And so that kind of shows us they're a little bit less stressful. And it was a complete inversion. So our groups, we monitored them about 4 days before we actually started feeding hemp. And our hemp calves actually spent less time lying, or had a little bit more activity. And as soon as we started feeding hemp, they started laying down a little bit more. And this was also supported by our cortisol results. So cortisol is a stress hormone. And our hemp-fed calves had lower stress cortisol throughout the whole study. So we felt pretty comfortable that we had a nice stress reduction there.
He says it looks like there's a future for using hemp to reduce cattle stress.
By the looks of it, I think this very much does have a future. And especially if we can get into hemp seed meal through the AFCO and FDA process, that's one avenue that we can open the doors and lower the barriers to get a lot of these into the system. And it does have quite a bit of potential. When we look at this, has a really nice nutrient profile, you know, 20% crude protein, looks to be digestible and things like that. So there's a use for it. We just have to figure out where that use is.
That is K-State veterinarian Dr. Mike Kleinhans. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Cow depreciation isn't an expense that's often thought of in a cow-calf operation. Stay tuned for ways to figure it out on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Producers usually list feed, equipment, and labor as their biggest expenses. One expense often not thought about is cow depreciation. Depreciation is often a hidden expense because it's a non-cash expense, but it's also very significant. There are several ways that cattle decrease in value. They include physical injury, reproductive efficiency, and the wear and tear of a cow getting older. Dustin Pendle is an agricultural economist at Kansas State University and has a calculation to account for cow depreciation.
It's the purchase price, replacement heifer or female, or the replacement cost minus the salvage value divided by the productive years in the herd. If you want to think about depreciation and how you reduce this non-cash expense, you can do it in one of three ways. A, you got to reduce the purchase price or replacement cost. You need to increase the salvage value of the cull cows, or you need to increase the number of years that the cow is in the herd, so increase the productivity.
You can also lower the depreciation through the market. In your local area, figure out the highs and the lows and the best time to purchase replacement heifers or females. Also consider the cull cow market.
Generally, we see cull cow prices a little lower in the fall, late fall over the winter, but then in the spring is when they start to rally. And so if you can somehow carry those cows over the winter, which, again, you need to do the economics of feeding them and holding them over versus selling them, is it possible to make some additional money that way and thus reducing that depreciation expense for that cow?
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the cost of cow depreciation at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, going through a Thursday today. little bit of time left before the markets kind of wrap up for the pre-Friday here. Been pretty stagnant over the last hour or so as wheat market's still down. Corn's still down as well. Soybeans have tried to come up but are still negative in the early futures right now. Corn market down 15 and a quarter cents currently at $8.50 per bushel. July corn is currently down 13 and three quarters as well at 7.96 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat from May down 26 cents at 11.37 and a quarter, with the July down by 25 and three quarter cents at 11.43 and three quarters. Bean market, we've seen a little bit of green pop up in the later futures, kind of mixed on the board now, as May is still down 2 1/4 cents at 17.44 and three quarters. July soybeans are in the green now, 2 cents higher at 17.19 even a bushel. And on the meal side, mostly lower here with May down $2.50 at $4.68.90. And the soybean oil is still not a whole lot of movement at all today, still sitting up 65 cents positive at 81.46. Cotton market, they've been slow moving throughout the day with May cotton sitting $1.21 in the red at $139.18. Canola's in the green by $10.30 at $11.72.90. And the oats market is mixed with May down 0.75 cents at $7.22 3/4. July oats are in the green by 1.5 cents at $7.22 even. In the meat market, we're seeing live cattle right now mostly higher, up 87 cents at $143.95. Feeder cattle for April in the green by 52 cents at $158.02. And the lean hogs are mostly lower, sitting $1.60 down at $110.87. U.S. dollar index, a little bit of green here on the board. It's June index sitting up 8 pennies right now at $100.50. We have 30-year bonds for June down just over a point in the red, sitting at 139 at 21. 10-year notes are also down slightly for the June, sitting at 118 and 18 points. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Has this crazy car market driven you mad? Midwest Kia is here to help during our Mega March sales event. We're out to sell 100 new Kias, and all at our absolute lowest prices. Yes, Midwest Kia now has the inventory to sell 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. And we're doing it with new car inventory arriving daily, exceptional value, transparent pricing, and, as always, with Kia's market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. This March, let Midwest Kia help you navigate the market madness with a better way to buy. It's all part of selling 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. We now have the inventory to say we can do it. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. And you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
KNDY.
Little black dress, link of my head
never saw my unfelt tears, and thanking God that you weren't here to see me like that. But in a box beneath my bed is a letter that you never read from 3 summers back. It's hard not to find it all a little bittersweet. And looking back on all of that, it's nice to believe if you think kindergarten. I hope you think my favorite song, the one we danced to all night long. The moon like a spotlight. When you think Tim McGraw, I hope you think my favorite song. Someday you'll turn your radio on. I hope it takes you back to that place. When you think happiness, I hope you think that little black dress. Think of my head on your chest and my old faded blue jeans.
Time legends of country music from KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now ABC News.